This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Republican supermajority Montana legislature passed a number of bills against transgender Montanans this session, and now families and doctors are challenging Montana's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. The lawsuit argues that Senate Bill 99 violates the rights granted in the Montana Constitution. One of the families of a transgender youth, the Van Garderen family of Belgrade, is one of several plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Senate Bill 99, Montana's new law banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors, which was signed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on April 28th. The lawsuit argues that the policy represents vast government overreach and will cause untold harms if allowed to take effect. When Gianforte signed Senate Bill 99, Montana became one of 15 states to pass or enact similar legislation in recent years. The list expanded days later when Oklahoma joined the ranks. Some of the laws, including a 2021 Arkansas policy, have been challenged and blocked in court while litigation continues. Debates over gender-affirming health care and other civil rights have consumed state politics at the highest levels of government. Gianforte called transgender care for minors, quote, invasive medical treatments for children, unquote, and called the phrase gender-affirming care Orwellian newspeak. Another prominent voice against the bill is Governor Gianforte's second oldest child, David Gianforte, who identifies as non-binary. David lobbied his father, the governor, to veto the transgender care ban and other legislation that David said would negatively affect LGBTQ+ people, calling the bills immoral, unjust, and frankly, a violation of human rights. Like many such laws around the country, Montana's Senate Bill 99 bars the use of puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and surgeries such as mastectomies and facial alterations to help patients better align their appearance with their gender identity. Some of the banned treatments have been recognized by leading U.S. medical institutions as safe and effective treatments that are included among best practices for minors who struggle with gender dysphoria, a clinical diagnosis that some transgender and gender diverse people experience. The bill also prohibits the use of public funds for the banned medical care, including at out-of-state facilities, and threatens Montana providers who violate the law with disciplinary action from their licensing boards, a one-year ban on practicing medicine, and increased exposure to lawsuits from patients or their parents. Transgender Montana residents, their family members, and healthcare providers opposed the Montana legislation for months, calling it discriminatory and an abuse of governmental power. They underscored research showing that youth who access gender-affirming medical care experience decreased rates of depression and suicidality. Many simply asked lawmakers to believe trans people when they say the medical services are important and help them live happier lives. One of those people was Jessica Van Garderen, who was a plaintiff in the case. Testifying before lawmakers during a March committee hearing, she recounted the experience of watching her daughter struggle with her mental health and motivation. After Scarlett came out, Jessica said. The family tried talk therapy, but it barely made a dent in the teenager's depression and anxiety. Multiple referrals, consultations, and evaluations led the family to new options, puberty blockers, and later hormone therapy. Jessica said, within a few weeks, I noticed changes in my daughter's mood. Within a few months, she was smiling again. I'm happy to report she's now thriving, Jessica told the committee. Let's face it, we are here today because some of you are uncomfortable looking at transgender people, so you are trying to make it harder for them to exist. The Van Garderens, with another family from Missoula and two Montana medical providers, Dr. Katie Mistretta of Bozeman and Dr. Juanita Hodax, a pediatric endocrinologist from Washington State who also practices in Missoula, are suing the state to permanently block Senate Bill 99. If the law is allowed to take effect, patients who currently receive hormone treatments or puberty blockers for gender dysphoria will be suddenly cut off from medical care, the lawsuit says, leading to significant distress, medical risk, and the likely return of acute mental health struggles. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.